Not what they list as white, this black man for. But then we'll get Walhalla.
Mm-hmm. But I was growing.
Do you remember what year it was approximately?
No, I was 30s.
Some people can be taxed and so on. And most I know about is that on the day they had to go and see the man. I said, that's our first lynching, you know, that's all right. That was just about done away with, you know,
mm-hmm.
back in my time.
How were black people treated by the law?
I should know. If I can tell you,
when I was raising my boys, and I had to come in contact with the law. It was treated just like him. It gave me will.
Mm-hmm.
I was missed some.
And I said, Father, there is no man who needs to be in the room. He was 46 months old.
My boys got into anything. You see, if they go out of town and get into something, they'd have to come here and contact the law before they could arrest them. And Bill Kane was one of them. Oh, I wish I could thank this to know Bill Clemson. He was a friend of mine. But I know my boys got down to Pelham. They was going to some girls down there. And these boys didn't want to impel them. So every time they'd come down there, they'd rock them, run them out. So they'd jump on them one night and beat them up.
Your boys did?
Yeah. And their fathers had a wife with the boys.
Were they white boys?
No. Mm-hmm.
See, when I get tired, I get my mind.
You were saying about they jumped on him one night?
Mm-hmm. It'll really come back to me.
Yeah. Tell me when?
Yeah, when it comes.
Mm-hmm. How did married couples treat each other between husband and wife?
Well, a lot of men, there weren't many, there was quite a few families who treat their wives just like they were children.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get survived. I never was that lucky. I think I said I wasn't that lucky, look, a little money and hit me, I'd kill him. No, yeah, they, lots of men would treat their wives just like dogs. Women didn't have sense enough to take up for themselves back in those days, like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do things, because women don't take that kind of junk now. But a man would leave home and tell his wife to stay home, she had to stay there. Now their personality was different, but support for buying, you know, for the home and everything, I had two good husbands.
How did you meet your French lesson? Is it Mr. Gant?
Yeah. Well, we all lived on this big farm up here, Daniels. And he worked for that man.
Was the owner's name Daniels?
Pardon?
Was the owner of the farm, was his name Daniels?
No, I don't know why they named that Daniels up there. He was a Lodge. I don't know why they called it Daniels. Daniel High School. I don't know why. I wanted my business.
You said you lived on the same farm?
Oh, yes, where I met my first husband. Oh, yeah. Well, that's where I met him. My sister, me and my older sister married brothers. And this brother lived with them. This sister and her husband. And I'd go visit her, and that's where we met.
What was your sister's name?
Emma.
And what was her husband's name?
Frank. Frank.
Did you have a wedding?
No. No. When the preacher was something at this brother-in-law's house, and we got married. Oh, my father didn't want me mad because they were a rough set of people, you know, so they went. Well, they were just mean. And he didn't, my sister had married one of them, and he didn't want me to marry his father.
And I told Papa, I said, now, Father,
I said, now, if he marries me, he won't. I said, yes, I'm going to do the same thing. He told me he didn't want me to marry. He said, because they were mean. I said, well, that's the kind I want. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. I can't stand a sissy man. That's what I call them. Just let a woman just knock them around and, you know, stand up for yourself. That's what I wanted. If you hit me, I hit you. If I hit you, you hit me back. And that's it. I was just that crazy. He was too good to me. I dreamed I had such a hard time after he died. Because he wouldn't let me work. Wouldn't let me sleep at yards. He wanted me to do nothing but tend to the children and keep the house.
After you were married, did you have your own home on the farm? Yeah.
This last time.
And the first time?
No. On this one, yeah. And I married the second time.
What about the first time? Where did you live?
You see, no, back in those days, these white people have these big farms, and they build houses. And people would come and live in those houses and work the land. That's right.
Was your house and the farm in good condition?
Yeah. Well, just you know how they throw up houses then. Nothing like it is now. Yeah. It is. It's simple. So, posts in, pack some claims on them, and it didn't rain on them. Yeah, they built a house then, but I think you built a barn. You know, maybe you build a house, thing like this, you know.
How many rooms was in that house? Just one big one?
No. We had three. But most of the houses were just built in little two-room houses. Thought that you remember, Yeah. It had your kitchen and your dining room. All that was the gap. And we didn't have no bath, you know that. Okay.
And our house?
And in the bedroom, everybody slept in the same room. We just had a different bed.
I don't know if I would have done too well.
Well, we did. We had to do it all we know. That's all we know.
town, he thought we was going to get it. Yeah. But we made it. What's up since, you know, I can see now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I couldn't have done it then. Seeing how things is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of black people around you couldn't help. Got homes now. Only way you know black folk live there, you see them. But back in them days, you could tell a white man's house, black man's house, 10 miles before you got to it.
Do you ever remember, was it common for black women and white men to have a relationship or?
No. That's one thing I can't get to do. I never will. I know I won't marry. That's my age.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's me and somebody told me the other day. I love white people. But nah, I belong over here. You belong over there. You stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
We can be friends, but you just stay in your place and I stay in mine. I never will get used to that. And I have a nephew married a white girl who lives in California. I don't know. If it was to be, I could accept it, but I don't. Was it to be? Was it intentionally or just something just, if those things they just jumped up? Can you tell me anything about that? And most all the black people that was lynched was about white women. Can you ever heard that?
No.
Yeah.
From my history classes, the only thing we ever talked about was white men and black women.
Yeah.
I never really heard anything about black men and white women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I don't really miss them either. But I don't think I'd get close enough to them to marry them and their family. Well, they was a black couple lives up here. It's been about here. These two or three men were boys, a man like them. One of them was church Sunday. I got used to them. I accept them, but I was, you know, I just don't like them. I'm guessing all right, is
it? I guess it just depends on how you look at them.
Uh-huh. And things is different now, because so far as going to church and different organizations, I can do that and I think nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now he just dating me and he's dating my daughter and his wife and I'm black and old. I won't be this good.
Were mulattoes, am I pronouncing that correctly, treated differently than black people? Were they set apart?
Yeah.
How?
When you lived at Miller, they was a girl, and she was a white Jew, but her mother was black of a name. And we went in from recess one day, and this girl, I sat down on her seat. I don't know where she got a teacher from. I don't know who called her.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat there and she cried and she cried. Teacher went there and asked what was the matter. Said, I was sitting on her seat. And you know, that woman made me get up and move. And I've hated white folks from that day up to. I learned some things. Yeah. Her daddy, I do know his name. He lived at Central.
Mm-hmm. Were they married or her
parents? No. Mm-hmm. She said, it's child out of bedlock. Mm-hmm. She
country, and that little black person sat on the seat with her and this woman. She lived in some kind of something, Peach, I can't think of her name. And they made me get up. And I just never have a food. Because now we have white folks come to our church. They come out here. But I don't think nothing about it now. But I just don't like them meddling. That's the only thing I do. But now, you work together, it's fine. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But
marrying something different.
Not that I don't like the people.
Mm-hmm.
I love white people. Cause I had more white friends than I do black ones. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to marry your family, and I wouldn't want you married now. I feel about it. I might be wrong if I am. I hope somebody will straighten me out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I try to do what's right, you know. But I just can't get nobody to witness for me. That's all right. They don't take sides with me.
So you were aware of people, colored people who passed for being white?
Yeah.
Was it common?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what made me so mad and made me, I'm just going to say it like I'm saying it, but I don't mean it like I'm saying it. The reason I hate white folks bad as I did, these, I call them red Negroes, that's what I call them,
mm-hmm.
they thought they was better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't want to associate anyone. Yeah. Black folks.
No. Did you know any Indian people?
Oh, there's Indian in my family. My granddaddy, my great granddaddy, was part Indian.
Singletons?
No. That's all. Free joke. That's all I ever know you can tell me. Oh, what is it? Grandpa Frigio.
Were Indians treated differently?
I don't think they were meat for me.
When you were young, how often did you go to a city like Greenville or Anderson?
Never.
Never?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any opportunities for black people in towns around here, like Seneca or Pendleton, and this was called Calhoun originally, outside of Florida? Were there any opportunities?
They might have been down by Pendleton, but see, I never did go to Pendleton. So they were some well-educated people around Pendleton.
Opportunity?
Yeah. It wasn't nothing. Unless you went to school, you finished school, and you come to be a teacher, or whatever you majored in, you do that. Now, my uncle, so I said, one was a pharmacist, and one was a doctor. Virginia. She was a god.
What kind of celebrations did you have in this community? Like it's just nothing professional? Did you have parades? Were these holidays important times for the community to get together? Were the holidays important times for the community to get together?
What do you mean?
Did everyone gather together, your whole family, the whole community?
Especially on 4th of July.
How did your family celebrate Christmas when you were little?
I said, did we have a Christmas tree?
I don't know if you ever had a Christmas tree.
She went back in those days, they believed in Santa Claus.
So we just bring that little stuff, tie it outside, just go in the corner.
What kind of Christmas presents did you get?
Oh, they didn't buy. That was like a dog. We get a dog. A little old dog. You ever heard talk about China dog? And fruits and things. Back on the farm, she thought we had some old dogs. Now, you don't drive them a Rolls Royce up out there, you ain't done nothing. I'm telling you.
Did you celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
No. Sure did. Not that I remember. Not in my family.
Did you know if your mother had any prized possessions? What about your father?
I'm like, what?
Something he valued.
That's what I felt to him. My family is big, and you may know that. If you were away, someone has it.
Which adult did you admire the most when you were little?
Well, I have to say, my father, because my mother died when I was 7 years old. My mother. And I was raised by my stepmother. Well, it's natural you'd care more for your father than you, because this mother's not going to treat you right. When your mother would. Because I love her. But I respect her and treat her like his mother as near as I could.
Was she good to you?
I thought she was. on him, but my oldest sister didn't. And she just never said it accepted. Sad for her, as my mother.
What are some of your happiest childhood memories?
Things that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I didn't have many myself, but my daddy kept me working all the time.
Doing what kinds of work?
In the field. In the woods, cutting wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But during the summertime, I think that's all the fun I'd have. You didn't have to go to the field every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fall, you know. After we got through picking cotton. It was so soon. 2-3 months.
Did you like school?
I loved it. Boy, I went to go to school. Mm-hmm. Well, freeze me now, students, teenagers. The baddest kids from high school and the so wild.
If you could have changed one thing in your life, what would it be? Done something different?
So many things.
Like what? For instance.
That I would do that I that you could do now that I couldn't do then. Now if I had the opportunity, I'd have went to school. There are so many things. If I had my life to live over, I'll just say this, if I had it to live over, it would be different. It's absolutely different.
Would you want to be born today? Inside
now?
You want to be born back?
Yeah, it
would be. What do you think about all the changes we've seen? I mean, there's automobiles and the man on the moon.
Of course, I have everything, all those things. Putting a man on the moon, all those things. No, I ain't all ain't figured out until you yet.
No, not yet.
Hope you're doing well now so I can see what they spend all this money about. This news is down here. If they're not accomplishing anything, I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
No sense in spending the money they spend on those things. They're not going to accomplish nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see any part?
Not real.
No, I don't. That's not true.
Did you own a car?
Mm-hmm. But I never drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my car been up next year. What do you think about civil rights acts?
And what do you mean?
Do you think they helped the black population of the country? allow them to do more things, better education.
Yeah. Yeah. Certain extent, yeah.
But the biggest trouble about that is not the white man. It's the black folks. They didn't take the opportunity of what was offered to them. So in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's different now than it was then.
Mm-hmm.
They've been pushed back so long and so far that they just didn't trust the white man. They didn't know whether he meant what he was doing or, you know, or just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took them so long to make up their mind to trust the white man, whether he's going to do what he says he's going to do or not. See,
mm-hmm.
It just took them a long time to do it. And they just got just kind of sit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I can do myself.
Did you ever see Martin Luther King?